Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Happy birthday to me.
Yep.
It's a great day. Great day. This is just the beginning of it. I am officially not 21. I still got another, hour 57 minutes, but I don't care. It is my birthday. That's what we celebrate. We celebrate our birthdays, not our birth times.
Right.
So I'm 21. And in half an hour, I'm having a little get together with friends, and we're going to have a good time today. But for now, we are SC and Wally on MSL Radio. I am SCU. As always, we have Wally. What's going on, Wally?
Not too much. Very excited for you. Can't wait to hear how your night goes tonight, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You'll hear from me tomorrow. I'll be back on tomorrow, no matter how I feel after today. But I found the nicest thing I heard today was what you said on Twitter, the SCU to your Wally. I was like, oh, my God, that is awesome. I was like, yo. Never heard anything like that before. So that was awesome. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. I got a little more birthday message for you, though, but I wanted to save it till the end of the show. So.
Oh, word. I'm excited.
No, don't worry. It's all good, man.
All right. So, SC and Wally on MSL Radio. 21st birthday for me. Casey's birthday is on Saturday. Colin Cowherd was actually allowed to talk leaving ESPN today during the herd. And he called it the best 10 years of his life. I can imagine working for ESPN. It's got to be the best experience you'll ever have in your life. I know when we get there, I can't wait. It's going to be great working for ESPN.
Yes. It was interesting. You could tell, it was emotional for him and everything, too. And sometimes you don't necessarily think of Cowherd as, that kind of guy who shows that kind of, emotional vulnerability, that kind of stuff. And so, I thought it was really classy that he didn't go into details about, where he was going and his new deal and all that stuff. Like he said, I'm still on this network, so this is, and I thought that was a real, real classy move, to do that.
Yeah. I don't know if he was actually allowed to say where he was going, because I don't know if ESPN
Maybe not.
I don't know. But it was nice. And I found it hilarious. Being Miami Sports and Lifestyle over here, he compared his bosses and his friends, and he compared all of this to Heat general manager Pat Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And he quoted Pat Riley, who said, every 10 years, you should try and rebuild yourself. Obviously, Cowherd's been there for 10 years, so I guess it's time to rebuild himself. I was always told it's every 7 years you rebuild yourself. But for Colin Cowherd and Pat Riley, I guess it's 10.
Yep. Definitely. I mean, I thought he spoke about it well and everything, and, I'm not the biggest Cowherd fan, but, I can still respect him and everything like that. And, obviously, to respect somebody who sits and does their show by themselves for 3 hours and, just keeps it rolling and carries it. So, that's obviously difficult to do on your own and everything. So, we'll see, what happens in the future. I mean, obviously, I think he's going to Fox Sports is what I've heard. And
yeah.
And then they announced today, Bill Simmons has a deal with HBO. He's going to be doing multi-platform thing over at HBO. So. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people leaving ESPN. You got, Keith Olbermann's leaving, Cowherd's leaving, Bill Simmons is already gone. What the hell? How are you going to get up and go? The worldwide leader in sports. I would never leave ESPN if I were them, but hey, best of luck to them now.
Right.
Also, Colin had Mark Cuban on today. He had Mark Cuban on today. And he asked about the DeAndre Jordan situation. He's like, how do you feel now that it's all, or what did he learn from the situation with DeAndre Jordan? Cuban's response? Nothing. Nothing. Go figure. Classy, classy Mark Cuban. Learns nothing. Pros, pros.
I thought I said something because, where was it? Like, didn't he compare it, like, the thing with DeAndre Jordan, like, makeup sex or something? Like, here, I'm just looking up in the thing, because I didn't hear it exactly. He said, makeup sex is always the best sex, but after the makeup sex is over, you stare at the same face and realize the problems are still the same. I mean, Mark Cuban's always, you know, been outspoken and everything. He always gives, you know, these quotes that are like, you know, media gold or whatever you want to call it, that entertain, you know, the rest of us. But, yeah, he's you know, always speak. He speaks his mind. You can say that for sure.
Right. Yep. Stay classy, Mark Cuban. Way to go. Sharing DeAndre Jordan's situation to make up some, you know. I don't, unbelievable. Great businessman. Terrible guy, I guess. I guess you could say. Wait, talks. Just like, shut up already. Speaking of Mark Cuban, now I think Sharknado is the dumbest thing I think it's the dumbest thing to ever come to television. Well, Mark Cuban is playing the president of the U.S. today. Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. Tonight at 9 Eastern Time on Sci-Fi. I know Casey told me off air, she is a big fan of these movies. I don't, how the hell does a tornado suck up sharks? How do they live in tornadoes? What is
okay.
That?
Yeah, see, that's not the point of it, though. Like, I know, it's so ridiculous and cheesy and corny that it's just so funny. Like, I mean, it's just, I don't know if there's something about it. I mean, obviously, it's something that, like, millions of people watched. Like, last year, the ratings were huge. And, like, people live-tweeted it and, like, just... it's insane how many people just have gotten so into these movies. And it's just, like... it's so ridiculous. And it's, like, off the wall, like, obviously makes no sense whatsoever. And I think the other thing people like is, you know, all the cameos. You know, you mentioned Mark Cuban obviously playing the president, Ann Coulter's playing the vice president. You've got Holly Madison and Kendra Wilkinson from The Girls Next Door on E! Or whatever that show is. You got Michael Bolton, and then from Sports Nation, you've got Michelle Beadle, Max Kellerman, Marcellus Wiley. You got Chris Jericho, and then David Hasselhoff. I mean, the list goes on and on because, like, celebrities, like, want to be in this movie. I remember, like, Michelle Beadle from Sports Nation, like, did a whole internet campaign, like, you know, started a hashtag, like, Beadle to Sharknado or whatever, and that's how she got a role on it. So, it's, the thing's an enigma. I don't know. I mean, but they just keep coming up with, they just keep doing it again and again. I know. Have you ever watched any of them?
No. I saw the name, I'm like, this is, you gotta be kidding me right now. Shark Tornado. It makes no sense. Not at all.
I know it.
No. But hey, whatever makes you happy. Sharknado, oh hell no. Or Sharknado 3, oh hell no. Premieres tonight, 9 PM Eastern Time, only on Sci-Fi. But you know, sharks, I got a list right here, I'll write it off Mike and Mike. Shark fatality is probably like one of the least per year. According to studies, 5 people die from shark attacks each year. Now, this one's going to make you probably mad as hell. 13 people die a year from vending machines.
What?
Vending machines. Now, I know, and surprisingly not, this has actually gone down from the point. It used to be 20 people a year used to die from vending machines. And...
like from them falling on them or what?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay.
It could, most of the time, it's people are so freaking stupid. They shake the machine to get food, and down it goes, and down they go. That's what happens most of the time. Sometimes it could be a heart attack, you know, who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
13 people die from vending machines. Go figure. 70 people die from hot dogs every year.
Like choking at them or what? Like,
I would assume that they choke on hot dogs. But 70 people,
like,
die from choking on hot dogs? Wow.
That's crazy, man.
Oh, boy. And this one, No surprise. 340 people die from bathtub injuries or somehow die in a bathtub each year. And that one's, you know, they can drown, be electrocuted. There's a bunch of things that can happen in bathtubs.
You slip, crack your head open.
Exactly. But
yeah.
Nobody our age should be taking baths anymore. That's like, you know, children take baths. Taking
right.
a bath is disgusting. Because all you
know,
do is
like
your own better off showering where you get that stuff off of you.
Yes.
And you're nice and clean and nothing's wrong. Nobody does. We're coming back. It's my birthday and I'll see you in Wally on MSO Radio.
Woo!
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, all right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's
please
a lime and light.
Stop.
What
are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people.
You know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
To hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz, so you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say
no,
it. You can't
no.
answer like this.
No,
so
right.
what are we doing? Putting on what?
We're putting... Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Andrew Paolo Show is having problems with their studio. So they took the week off, unfortunately. You guys won't be hearing them this week. But you got me and Casey. We'll be here the rest of the week. Here on SCU and Wally and MSL Radio. So if you were listening before we went to break, we were talking about fatalities. And one of those was hot dogs. 70 people a year die from hot dogs. Choking on them or whatever. I know one weird way, but I'm not going to say it because people are probably eating right now listening to this show.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wouldn't be different.
No.
But, last night, I think it was last night, better than the night before, a 5-year-old boy was at an Angels game and dropped a hot dog. But he knows the rule. He knows the 30-second rule. He picked the hot dog right back up and ate it. 30 seconds left.
Oh,
God. Oh. Obviously, Kate is not a fan of the 30-second rule.
Wait a second. He dropped his hot dog at a baseball stadium. You know, like, it's not like they bleached down that, you know, those, you know, the concrete or whatever the, you know, the seats are. Like, you got to think about, like, where you are type thing. You know, it's different, like, if you're in your own house or apartment or whatever, like, you know, you keep it clean and everything like that, and you drop it on, like, the tile floor or whatever, you know, wooden, what have you, I don't know. But in a baseball stadium, no, there's no way I'm going after that hot dog.
That hot dog
is dead.
I don't know. I actually believe that some houses are dirtier than baseball stadiums. But guys, what is your take on the 30-second rule with food? 646-716-8715. Let's have someone call in. We'll talk. Then talk to us about the 30-second rule.
Also, it depends if it's like a wet food or a dry food. Like, you know, like say it's like nuts or whatever. That's different.
That's a good regular analogy.
If it's something like that, it's like sauce on or has moisture, whatever, then stuff will stick to it. Like, then no, that's not okay necessarily.
Right,
that's
a good analogy. Wet food against dry food. Like, if I drop oatmeal on the floor, that shit's gone. But if I drop, like, you know, a burger on... Okay, if I drop a burger on the floor, my dog's going to eat it. And that's gone. So, in my case, I'm screwed either way because if I lose food on the floor, the dog eats it. Or, yeah, you know. But...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That was a good analogy, though. Wet food does not deserve to be eaten off the floor.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Yeah, they all have opinions. It's all good. Rangers Chin Soo Chu hit for the cycle last night in the Texas Rangers 9-0 win over the Colorado Rockies. He made history making hit in the cycle. First Asian-born player to hit for the cycle. Congratulations to Mr. Chu. Been watching him for a few years. I love him. One of the better players I've seen in the past few years. So I just want to give a little shout out to Chin Soo Chu for that one. Rays beat the Phillies 1-0 in a 2008 World Series rematch last night. The only run was a home run off the Rays pitcher. I do not know his name. First time in Philadelphia Phillies history, they lose a 1-0 game off a home run by an opposing pitcher. A lot of history made in last night. And this is why I love sports, because you just never know when history is going to come.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you watched last night or anything, but the NBA first annual NBA Players Awards run, BET last night, and those are, you know, awards voted on by the players, you know, for the players. So, and that was on last night. First of all, I guess it was totally uncensored, or not totally, but pretty much uncensored. I mean, because, like, I didn't know, like, on BET you could curse and all that stuff, but so that's funny. And the host was Jay Farrell, and I thought he was pretty funny too. But as far as the awards go, DeAndre Jordan won best defensive player. And it was funny because Gary Payton's the one who presented him the award. And he kind of like made a joke like, hey, and DeAndre couldn't be there last night. So he was like, Dirk, DeAndre's new newest teammate, Dirk Nowitzki, will accept the award on his behalf. And then all of a sudden you see Chris Paul and Paul Pierce stand up and they're like, no, no, no. And they like run up the stage and they said, Chris Paul, and they're like, we'll accept this award on behalf of our teammate. You know, DeAndre couldn't be here because I'm kept in a safe place right now, you know, until seasons get started and everything. So that was kind of funny. Steph won clutch player. LeBron James won player you secretly wish was on your team. Ray Allen was man of the year, as you know, for his off-court things, you know, charity and all that stuff. And then the kind of surprise of the night, you know, depending who you talk to, was that James Harden won the MVP, not Steph. And like I said, these are voted on by the players and everything themselves. So, but it came down to actually, it did come down to only one vote though. So it was pretty close. So that's kind of like a little summary of the first annual NBA Players Awards.
Yeah, I saw that James Harden won MVP. I was like, oh, finally, he got what he deserved. But what I thought he deserved, like the end of the season, and I looked into it, and I was like, oh, wait, maybe Westbrook should win that MVP. That's, you know, it's an old topic. You don't get it that anymore. But there is NBA news. I do have a little bit of NBA news, though. The Magic and I think it's the Raptors. Yep, Magic and Raptors will play a game January 14th, 2016 at the O2 Arena in London. Ooh. A lot of global games this year. We got one in London. We got one in, what else? I know there's a few more. I just can't remember. I remember where the games are played at outside of the USA. Oh, that's what I think of. Think of the one in South Africa in August. That one's going to be interesting as well.
And then the Titans finally signed their guy.
Yep, that's
Marcus Mariota.
That's what I got next. Marcus Mariota signed. I have it as a 4-year, $25 million deal. I'm not sure if I got those things right. If I did,
yeah, I haven't seen any numbers yet, but but it's, you know, it's the standard. At least when I looked this morning, I didn't see at ESPN. It didn't have any numbers, but maybe something you saw something since then because I haven't looked in a while. But yeah, it's the standard, you know, rookie contract.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. So I guess that's fair for him to get such a little money.
Right.
For 4 years? I don't know about that. I'm going to give him at least three. Four? I don't know. I don't really. Because I was thinking about this earlier before the show. RG3 was second overall. Look at where he went. Like you know, he could be the next RG3 for all we know. It was like 2012 draft. He had Luck. And he had RG3. 1 and 2. And Luck was obviously the best, well, probably second best quarterback in Colts history, behind the great Peyton Manning, of course. And RG3 was a bust. So who knows what's going to happen. Winston, Mariota 1 and 2, Tennessee and Tampa Bay. Ooh, by the way, meet week one. That's going to be a great matchup. Winston and Mariota kick off the season.
Yeah, let's hope Mariota can beat out Mettenberger for, you know, that starting job or anything, because I would like to see, you know, Mariota and Winston play against each other.
Oh, yeah. Have a rematch. I just realized that this could be a rematch because Mariota beat out Winston in the college football playoff semifinal back in January. So Winston could look for a little revenge in Tampa. So with Mariota signing his deal, all first-round picks have officially been signed. The stress comes off the shoulders of a lot of teams. All first-round picks have been signed. And three teams actually start training camp today for rookies. So training camp, but it's just rookies. And that is the Ravens, the Browns, and the Saints. All three teams start training camp today. And we are officially 50 days from the start of the season.
Yep.
That will get us to the 50th Super Bowl. I thought that was pretty cool. 50 days to the 50th Super Bowl season.
Definitely.
So there's this commercial. I don't know if you've seen the commercial for ChoiceHotels.com. They play the song that goes, "Should I stay or should I go?" I don't want to say. I love that song. Where I used to work, that song was on all the time. So it just came really catchy to me. I just love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. I mean, you know, like that. Like once you hear it a lot of times, you know, too many times, then it can kind of start to be like, turn it off already.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
Hey, enjoy it while you can.
Yep. So, what do you have plans to watch this movie tonight? No, I don't. Like anything special going on?
Nothing special. I'm just gonna. Yeah, I have the DVR set already. In case I'm not home, like right at 9 o'clock. But yeah, I plan on after I go for a run and all that. I plan on coming home and watching Sharknado.
and watching
Twitter at the same time because you know people, like I said, people live tweet the crap out of those movies. So, you know.
I guess it is a very popular movie, just not popular with me, because shark and tornado are not mixed, unless it's a water spell. And even then, that thing's not strong enough to lift a shark out of the water. Logic at its best, ladies and gentlemen. Sharknado 3, oh hell no. Tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sci-Fi. Per Cuban minute. You're going to check that. He's the president of the U.S. in that movie.
Yeah, right.
I know. All right, so while I do my happy birthday to Steven message, I'm not going to sing to you because nobody wants to hear that. I have a terrible voice. So anyway, so happy 21st birthday to Steven Err. And just want to say that SCU and Wally would have never happened without you. This was and still is, according to the intro, Steven's Sports Blog. Regardless, you started this show, and a few months ago, you took a gamble on an unexperienced newbie, and of course, we have had our hiccups, but who in the hell hasn't? I love doing the show with you, my kick-ass co-host, and I am extremely grateful to you for bringing me in and believing in me. Nobody works harder than Steven, you guys. Like, from managing the writers, the MSL blog, the website, you know, the show, the list goes on and on. Steven's one of those people you can see the potential for greatness in, and I can say with confidence that big things are in Steven's future. Steven has earned this night to enjoy and celebrate himself on this special day. The best advice I can offer you tonight is to stay hydrated and maybe eat a decent meal. For all those going out and enjoying Wild Wednesday, I would like you all to have a drink and raise a glass to this guy, my friend, my co-host, and as I said on Twitter last night, the SCU to my Wally. Happy birthday, Stephen.
That was probably the sweetest thing I'll ever hear all day. Thank you so much, Casey. That was very, very sweet. That was really nice. Props to Casey Wallach. Definitely need to get that Steven Sports Blog thing fixed because this is no longer Steven Sports Blog. This is SCU and Wally, damn it. I'll talk to Andrew again. I'll probably talk to him tomorrow, though. Today, I'm taking the day off.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
So
it's my birthday. I'm just having a bunch of friends over. They're coming over in about 90 seconds. They'll be here. At least one of my friends will be here in about 90 seconds. We're all going to, you know, do legal stuff, as always, of course.
Yep.
So,
I want you to have a really, really good time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I want you to enjoy Sharknado. I want the rest of you to enjoy Sharknado if you watch it. SCU Wally on SCU's 21st birthday is out.
Yep.
We will be back tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be in a good state of mind tomorrow. You know, but today it's gonna be nuts and I can't wait. Thank you all for your birthday wishes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thank you, Casey. That was a very nice message. And you'll get one on Friday because your birthday is Saturday. SCU Wally is out. Have a good day, everybody. Happy birthday to me. Thank you.
You have been listening to Steven's Sports Blog with Steven Err III, here only on MSL Radio.